Hello, my friend. Welcome to today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled We Need Our Church Community, was written by John Blaise. I grew up the firstborn son of a Southern Baptist preacher. Every Sunday, the expectation was clear. I was to be in church. Possible exceptions? Maybe if I had a significant fever. But the truth is, I absolutely loved going, and I even went a few times feverish. But the world has changed, and the numbers for regular church attendance are not what they used to be. Of course, the quick question is why? The answers are many and varied. Author Kathleen Norris counters those answers with a response she received from a pastor to the question, "Why do we go to church?" He said, "We go to church for other people because someone may need you there." Now, by no means is that the only reason we go to church, but his response does resonate with the heartbeat of the writer to the Hebrews. He urged the believers to persevere in the faith, and to achieve that goal, he stressed, not giving up meeting together. Why? Because something vital would be missed in our absence, encouraging one another. We need that mutual encouragement to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Brothers and sisters, keep meeting together because someone may need you there. And the corresponding truth is that you may need them as well. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we meet with others to worship and praise your name, help us also to encourage others in your name. Help us to take our eyes off of ourselves and our needs and seek to meet the needs of others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.